At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome inside the Riverland Roofing Studios. This is Talk of Champions. It looks a little different. I'm wearing one of these gaming headphones that you can only get at Walmart, because this morning I realized I wanted to get Zach Berry, my man Zach Berry. He's the Ole Miss recruiting, there he is, recruiting guy for us at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com and affiliate of On Three. Jaheim Otis has decided at Alabama, old recruiting friend to your Ole Miss football rebels, to enter the portal and preserve his red shirt at Alabama. So I was going to lead with that in my own Talk of Champions by myself show. Anyway, I thought we hadn't seen Zach Berry's pretty face, and he knows better than me. He's the Ole Miss recruiting expert. So here he is, Mr. Zach Berry, Ole Miss recruiting expert for your Ole Miss Rebels at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of On Three. Forgive the backwards hat and the hoodie and the game. It looks like I'm about to play NCAA football with you on the Twitch stream, which is going to happen maybe as early as Thursday. For now, the mic that I typically use when I have a guest on, it just wasn't cutting it. And I realized I had 30 minutes to get something popping so I could talk to Zachary about Jaheim Otis. So here I am, looking like a 14-year-old, ready to play some Halo. And what do the kids play? Fortnite. No, Roblox. My daughters play Roblox. I don't know about your kids, Zachary.
I don't know what that is.
That's fine. You know what NCAA football is, and this is probably what you'll see on the Twitch stream once I do join you, because I still haven't played the game and have owned it since July. I have not opened it or played it yet, so I will be LSU potentially Thursday, so you can beat the crap out of me. We'll get to that. Getting ahead of ourselves. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. It was a good weekend up in Columbia. Outside of spending 11 hours in the car on Friday due to traffic, I think a lot of it was Helene-related. The normal route to Columbia was not available, so had to go through Chattanooga and then Georgia, Atlanta at 5 o'clock, and then a bio lab exploded in a county outside of Atlanta. But we got there. It was a good time. Obviously, Ole Miss dominated. It was 27-3. It felt like it was 47-3. It was never in question, but we're here. We're good. Ready to talk some Jaheim Otis. It's been a minute since we've talked about our man from Columbia. From Columbia to Columbia. How about that?
From Columbia to Columbia. See, this is why he's that dude. He's my dude at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com and affiliate of On Three. Mr. Zach Berry knows how to transition with the best of them. And so we make the transition to Jaheim Otis. But before we do that, let me tell you about Riverland Roofing, because you're in the Riverland Roofing Studios. Our friend at Riverland Roofing sponsored my podcast, Talk of Champions, just as College Corner, Roback, so many others sponsor Zach's flagship podcast here on the Talk of Champions podcast network. Just simply search for Talk of Champions wherever you get your podcast. It can be Apple Podcasts. It can be Spotify. It can be at our website, the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, Flute of On Three. It can be on YouTube. On YouTube, it's a little trickier. You might have to search Ben Garrett Ole Miss for it to pop up immediately because of how Google Analytics and YouTube Analytics and just the way things are now in search engines. But Zach Berry's flagship recruiting show, as he's telling his child off screen to keep it quiet. We're trying to get the Jaheim Otis show in. This is very important stuff. Is it the daughter or the son?
My son. He's on.
Does he know?
He's on fall break.
So we've congratulations got to him. That's the best thing you could do. Fall break. Getting. My question is, does he know the seismic development in Ole Miss recruiting that occurred on Monday that Jaheim Otis had got into the portal? He's going to preserve his red shirt. He's played in four games, but you can't play in five. That could lead to a conversation eventually between you and me or on another Talk with James podcast about Ulysses Bentley and the situation with him. But here, I want you to tell me about Jaheim Otis. He gets into the portal. He's a former four-star prospect in the 2023 class.
22.
Yes. 22, so a year ahead of Santarin, because I thought they were in the same class for a second there. So thank you for the clue already. Experts clearing it up. Jaheim Otis, he gets into the portal. Former four-star recruit, in-state recruit. Oh, it was Alabama, at least publicly, in the very public ways, throughout the whole thing. But you always heard about Ole Miss being on the periphery. And I can speak about this recruitment, very few with any kind of education anymore, because recruiting is completely different. And talking about high school prospects specifically.
Yeah.
But Jaheim Otis is one that I know better than anybody on Ole Miss's end. So the minute he hits the portal, my reaction, as I'm sure for Ole Miss fans out there that are watching this, was, oh, is Mount Cody Part 2 going to be transferring to Ole Miss now that he is in the portal and he makes his decision? So give me the rundown. Tell me what the deal is.
Yeah. So just some background on him. In high school, he received an offer from Alabama when he was in eighth grade. Went to a camp. Pete Golding, Nick Saban extended an offer to him. It was all heavy Alabama his entire recruitment. Ole Miss was always there. He went to Oxford several times that 2022 cycle. I know there was a lot of was he actually there? He was there. He went quite a bit. They did a really good job recruiting him, but he had a great relationship with Pete Golding. Knowing him for close to 5 years, Ole Miss signs him, Alabama signs him. He goes to Alabama and actually made a huge impact. Started 13 games his first two seasons. He played a lot in 2023. He had 55 tackles. He had four pass breakups and 1.5 sacks in two seasons. And the biggest thing for him, the question was always, it was never talent, it was never motor, never ability, it was always the weight. Humongous dude. He was north of 400 pounds as a senior, got to Tuscaloosa, dropped damn near 100 pounds. Got down into like the 315, 320 range, 325. He's hovering around that right now, 6'5". So monster dude that you would think Ole Miss, with Pete Golding now in Oxford, has a really good shot at landing if they can go ahead and get the ball moving quickly here. He's really tight with Pete Golding. Obviously, Pete recruited Mississippi for Nick Saban. He has a lot of ties to the state. Now that he's at the flagship university in the state, he's got a really good shot at bringing in Jaheim Otis, who you would presumably think would be the heir apparent to the interior holes that are going to be left from Walter Nolan and JJ Pegues. So I talked to a couple people yesterday on my drive back. I talked to a couple guys over at Bama Online. It's very early. Obviously, he just announced his intentions to redshirt and get in the portal, but pretty much everybody said the same thing. They pretty much everybody was saying they'd be shocked if Ole Miss wasn't the front runner.
Well, it perfectly lines up as I've switched sides now to rejoin my man, Zach, Z to the B, Zach Berry, at Zach_Berry on Twitter. He writes, covers all things Ole Miss recruiting, football, basketball, you name it. He's the guy on the internet. If you want to know what's going on with Ole Miss football recruiting, Ole Miss recruiting writ large, that's the man right there. But you got to sign up at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, affiliate of On Three. And when you do, if you're a new subscriber this week only, Zach will tell you, 50% off subs, new subs. 50% off what's typically $10 for a monthly is now $5, or what is typically an annual, I think, is cut in half if I understand the math. Now, I was told this morning there would be no math, but I'm pretty sure half of an annual is 50%. So sign up today if you haven't already. We'd love to have you, because Zach and I, we're on the board all day, every day. We're the most online friends you have online. So, or online Ole Miss friends you have online. So go to the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, fleet of On Three. Talk to us, ask us your Ole Miss questions. That's what we're here for. That's what we quite literally get paid to do. It's why I had to race to Walmart here in New Albany, Mississippi. New Albany, I say New Albany because I'm an idiot and I'm just making a bad joke. But New Albany, Mississippi, where I live, where the Riverland Roofing Studios is, that's why I had to run over to Walmart this morning and get this fancy new headset and talk about here, Jahima. It's like good. You mentioned a guy that it's a perfect alignment between need and past relationship that you can link it to early, and also based off of prior sourcing that has educated both you and I talking to the principal parties involved during the high school process to know that immediately. Ole Miss fan, your question when you see Jahiem Otis enter the portal is what, Zach? Is Ole Miss going to be an option first and foremost? Not is it going to be Ole Miss. That's what we are trying to decide here and foremost.
Yeah.
And we're not crystal ballers. We're not psychics. We can't predict the future. But we do know, not just through the conversation we had yesterday when pretty much everybody I talked to that would know said, oh, yeah, Ole Miss is going to go after him. But let's take it a step further. You mentioned that relationship, that previous relationship with Pete Golding. Ole Miss was the only school, if I recall correctly, during Jahiem Otis's recruitment that truly gave Alabama a legitimate run for its money. Now, other schools were floated as a potential option for him, even though he remained committed to Alabama. But Ole Miss was the, quote, threat, I would say. Again, I'm not the expert you are. So putting all of the pieces together in that way, yes, we know that, because I do that on Talk of Champions, what I think, what I know. We know that Ole Miss, at least best we know it, is going to be after Jahiem Otis, like your son is fired up to talk about. But is it the perfect alignment like it seems on paper to where, yeah, this one could be a slam dunk? Because listen, we've been through this before with guys like Deion Smith, who we had the same kind of conversations with, and we understand that there are some factors that we can't control. But Ole Miss was absolutely landing and signing and bringing in Deion Smith. Now they play six games, he's not there. But Jahiem Otis could be a similar kind of thing is what I'm saying, in that immediately if it smells and quacks and looks and whatever like a duck, then it's a duck. This seems like Ole Miss early on, and it plays out. We got to see how it plays out. We'll cover it. Early on seems like the obvious front runner to start, and that's at least how I know it to be true today. Now, that doesn't mean it'll be true tomorrow, because who knows? But on paper, matching up need with prior relationship and how you replace needs in the new era of college football and how Ole Miss exploits NIL specifically in the transfer portal, this makes too much sense, right?
Yeah, and I'll take it one step further with the Pete Golding relationship and all of that. I don't think a lot of people gave enough credence to Mississippi State in the recruitment. Mississippi State was very involved because it was contrary to popular belief with a lot of players that leave the state to go play elsewhere. It's still hard for guys from Mississippi to leave. And both in-state schools were recruiting Jahiem Otis, because I feel like that's what makes it a little more difficult for guys to leave Mississippi. And people might scoff at that and say, well, they do it all the time, so it's not, must not be that hard. But a state like Mississippi that, you know, normally a state of that size has one major academic institution, and Mississippi has two. So you've got two SEC programs going after him. Mississippi State was very much involved. A lot of people thought that Mississippi State might make a late run at him before signing day, and couldn't get it done just because he was so tight with Pete Golding and Alabama, obviously, with Nick Saban. It sells itself. But now, guess who is also in Oxford with Pete Golding and who sits next to Pete Golding in the booth? That is Zach Arnett. Zach Arnett was recruiting Jahiem Otis to Mississippi State. That was a big reason why the Bulldogs were very much in that one. So now you've got quite the 1-2 punch if you're Ole Miss with Pete Golding and Zach Arnett, presumably recruiting him once he officially enters that portal. You know, he announced his intentions. I know a lot of people, you know, it's not official. You know, wait till his agent confirmed it when the news broke. So it's something that I think as Ben is on mute here. I'm not going to say it's totally wrapped up, you know, nice, you know, neat and tidy with a bow. But Ole Miss right now has to be the runaway favorite for Jahiem Otis.
I mute myself because I have a bad habit of interrupting. So I'm glad that I force myself, or God interceded here for me to shut up, because that's a great point. Zach Arnett is on staff. I didn't even think about that. I mean, that is a defensive analyst. That's how Nick Saban did it at Alabama. And Lane Kiffin has done it to a lesser extent. He doesn't have the hardware that Nick Saban had, but at least as far as structurally and how they go about things organizationally, there's no doubt that a Zach Arnett as an analyst, it plays into stuff like this, particularly as programs try to build, make personnel decisions, replace key losses like Walter Nolan and J.J. Pegues is in one of those two spots, specifically three tech with Walter Nolan leaving, is where I would think Jaheim Otis would play. Maybe he's just a straight up hog molly of a nose and they run a 3-4. But in this offense, which is a 4-2-5, and I don't know because I'm not an expert, I'd have to ask Pete Golding. I would assume that if you get him, he's essentially a step in and play replacement for Walter Nolan. Now, he doesn't have the same pass production at his previous school as Walter Nolan does. And we don't even know if Jaheim Otis is going to be an Ole Miss Rebel. But today on October 8th, 2024, as Zach Berry at Zach_Berry and Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter, both write for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of On3, Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. They support us, man. They've always supported us. Riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297 to call them for all your roofing needs. We look at Walter Nolan, and offensively, I don't want to get into the minutia of what's gone right and wrong with Ole Miss all year. They're 5-1. Up next is a road trip to LSU. They've stabilized. They're number 9 in the country. That's not what this particular Talk of Champions is about. We'll talk about that maybe on Thursday or when I'm just you and me talking, Ole Miss fan. But for Zach, you look at Walter Nolan, this defense. The offense has had its issues. Yes, that's a bigger conversation. Defensively, I've been saying, and I know you feel the same way too, or if you don't, just tell me I'm stupid. This is a championship caliber defense, one that they can win a title with, even when 20 points against Kentucky, against a good SEC team, not the best, but good. That should always be a win when it's a Lane Kiffin offense. They should score 21 if they held them to 20. Not scoring 20 is just not in the cards for a Lane Kiffin offense, at least as how, and a Lane Kiffin offense as we know it. So, Walter Nolan, that defense, they've been doing the thing, Zachary. They've been dominant. They've only given up – they give up the fewest points, 3, to South Carolina, an SEC opponent since 2015. And a lot of that has been because of Walter Nolan. T.J. Oxley, I told y'all this on the after show or the post-game show following South Carolina. T.J. Oxley writes for the Rebel Walk. He's a good follow on Twitter, at T.J. Oxley1. And he had this great note about Walter Nolan. 7 pressures against South Carolina, 2 sacks, 3 TFLs, 5 total tackles. That is impacting the box score in literally every way that a defensive tackle can. So I'm not saying Jaheim Otis is that guy, but of course they've got to replace this, the core, the heart, the engine that drives a championship caliber defense. We thought it was probably Chris Poupall. He led Ole Miss in tackles in 3 of the first 4. We thought it was probably, and maybe is, J.J. Pegues, Jared Ivey. Jared Ivey, for example, is the highest graded Ole Miss defensive lineman in for Ole Miss, if not in the country, according to Pro Football Focus grading. But Walter Nolan, after settling in and maybe not grading as high, you look at the impact and how he impacts the box score, and he's stealing grade out. They're going to have to replace something that is hard to replace and hard to find. There's a reason why this championship defense, even with a loss to Kentucky, is what it is, and they can call themselves a championship contender, and if they'll be in every game, and yeah, the offense, they got to figure it out, but this defense is where it needs to be to compete, and a main reason, if not the principal reason, is they fixed their biggest issue, which happened to Georgia, getting pushed around. Our defensive line specifically got absolutely destroyed. Championship caliber teams, your contemporaries, Alabama, pushed you around too. Walter Nolan's impact in the box score. Jaheim might not be able to do this, but when you're talking about needs coming up in the portal, we know Ole Miss is attacking the portal. That's what they do. That's why we talk about him on October 8th as he preserves his red shirt. Defensive tackle, specifically 3 tech to replace Walter Nolan, seeing what it means to Pete Golding's defense and taking a team from good to great. This is the number one need. I know quarterback, they're going to talk about quarterback, but they love Austin Simmons, and they're going to bring somebody in to compete with him. Walker Howard's still here too, and unless he transfers at the end of the year, he can. You know, he'll be in that competition as well. My point is, I know that you can point, we can both point, all Ole Miss fans can point to so many other spots, but that's what got me on this one so fast when he got in the portal and preserved his red shirt. Jaheim Otis, I'm speaking of, from Alabama, former Ole Miss recruiting target, in-state kid, monster, Mount Cody part 2. This is the position. Because Ole Miss has shown it can't win and beat the best of the best by being a super offense. Because it's an age-old football thing, Zach. Good defense beats good offense. It's cliche, but Ole Miss has proven that over 5 years under Lane Kiffin. They've had one of the nation's best offenses, but the defense is at a different caliber talent-wise, and Walter Nolan is the perfect encapsulation embodiment of that. So, Jaheim, if it's whoever, we're talking about arguably the need of all needs here, right?
Yeah, and not just at the position, but you look at next season, you're going to be without Jared Ivey. You're going to be without Chris Hardy. You're going to be without Prince Umamielen. Getting somebody like a Jaheim Otis to work in the middle with a Xavien Harris is only going to make that, you know, make that transition much easier for the new edge guys. You're going to demand those doubles, get them one-on-one situations on the outside. And, you know, you talk about this defense. I mean, it's pretty remarkable what the defense has done. 24 quarters of football, only 3 touchdowns. One of those was set up by a Hail Mary. You know, you gave up a halfback pass for a touchdown, but it's been pretty dominant. A lot of people have talked about the quote weakness on the defense is the secondary. I think the secondary is more than capable of handling a high-powered offense or somebody like LSU that's going to try to stretch the field. I do think the defense, the secondary in particular, gets picked on a little bit with penalties. I know they're very physical. They're going to challenge you in man-to-man coverage. I think there are some officials that anticipate things instead of reacting, which is officiating one-on-one. You don't want to anticipate. But they're still a top – they're the 15th in the country in pass defense efficiency. So it's not some glaring weakness that is just awful. They put the clamps down on South Carolina on Saturday. Trey Amos had a big day, had the interception late. You know, I don't want to say to seal it because that game was not even close, but really slammed the door on South Carolina there late when they were getting some garbage yards and trying to get a touchdown. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy how much of a difference it makes when you get some impact guys in the front seven. Probably the best linebacker group Ole Miss has had in a very long time. A couple years ago, Chance Campbell, Mark Robinson were very, very good. Two guys that are in the NFL. But now you have Suntarian Perkins, you have TJ Daugherty, you have Chris Poupaul, you've got Kari Coleman. I mean, it's a very deep group that is complemented very, very well by arguably one of the best defensive lines in the country right now. Even without Princely and Mommy Ellen Saturday, Ole Miss didn't skip a beat. They lead the country in sacks with 24. You can say all you want about, well, they haven't played a ton of people, whatever. You're still putting up monster numbers. A lot of these numbers are opponent adjusted these days. So it's not just padding stats because you're playing a bunch of FCS schools. A lot of it is opponent adjusted with analytics and things like that. But yeah, a Jaheim Otis to go alongside Xavien Harris, who I think is someone that's not getting enough credit. He's played a lot of meaningful snaps this year. He's been good to come in and spell the starters. But you pair those two with a Cam Franklin, a Jam Brown, these younger guys that are, William Eccles, these dudes that are getting some valuable snaps and getting in there and playing a lot in some of these blowouts. It's a good way to bridge from this year to next year when you're going in that transition, when all of these transfers are heading to the NFL.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With C-Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire. customer inspired.
Introducing the new and improved BNA Bank mobile app. From setting transaction alerts and tracking your spending habits to managing travel plans and turning off a lost or stolen debit card, you can take care of all of it in the new BNA mobile app. At BNA Bank, we know that life moves pretty fast, and we have the mobile technology to keep up with your life on the go. BNA Bank. Local. Invested. Modern banking.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport and whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards, the only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'll even take it a step further here on Talk of Champions, brought to you as always by Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs. Text or call them today, 662-644-4297. You're in the Riverland Roofing Studios here in New Albany, Mississippi with me, Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben. He's Zach Berry, at Zach underscore Berry, omspirit.com. That's the website that we both write for that you can find us every single day. So come and hang out with us at the omspirit, omspirit.com, Philly Bone 3. And I bring up the Spirit not just to pub our website, which I feel, and I'm biased because it's the site that I've written for and talked about on for 20 years. It's the best in the business. I bring it up because Vampire Reb, who is one of the oldest subscribers, he's one of the longest held subscribers on the Spirit forever. I love this post that he had, and I didn't know why I saved it to my phone, but I was like, that's something. And you said something that reminded me of this. Bama, Missouri, Georgia, Tennessee. This is according to Vampire Reb. And Ole Miss have all lost a game. Texas doesn't impress the way State played them. Georgia, Arkansas, A&M beats them. And the way Georgia played Alabama and Auburn, I bet they lose another one. And Tennessee has to play Bama, Kentucky, and Georgia. Missouri looks like a pretender. LSU is a must-win for Ole Miss, assuming Ole Miss loses another one later. LSU is the key game. The game probably makes or breaks Ole Miss's playoff hopes. And I think I agree with them because you said something in regards, you brought up Tennessee and everybody was talking or replacing Ole Miss in that national fund conversation with Tennessee. And then Ole Miss gave the haters all the ammunition they needed by losing to Kentucky in that way to validate that, right? And to feed the Tennessee narrative. And then Tennessee goes and loses, lays an absolute egg against Arkansas. And they're in the exact same boat today and having the same conversations this week that we all were having about Ole Miss, us locally, not just the national media. Unfortunately, Ole Miss proved them right. And we had to talk about those things. And yes, they were right. But then South Carolina happens. Not that all things were solved, figured out. But for Ole Miss, offensively, we just were looking for basic offensive competency, because to Kentucky, 15 targets in 50 snaps that you were limited to Trey Harris is just a one-sided game plan and easy to defend. And Kentucky, with a good defense, shuts your butt down. But differently, yeah. Ole Miss offensively, that game plan was pure offensive incompetency. In South Carolina, they were better. They showed that they can make some adjustments. We have issues with the running game for sure. We could talk about that for days. We have been at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Affiliate Wall 3, and other things. But, you know, this is a good football team. There are no dominant teams in the morning college football. There's no dominant team in the SEC. It is wide open. Parity reigns. This is exactly why NIL is what – like, that's what this era is supposed to be of NIL. Anybody can rise up and be a contender. And so everybody is. Vanderbilt can beat Alabama now. Tennessee can't be a stud or just the new Clemson, Alabama, whatever. No one's going to be that is my point. I'm not saying it's not just exclusive to Tennessee. You know, save that energy for Ole Miss. And Ole Miss now, we need to have – they did beat somebody. They beat the crap out of South Carolina. They didn't just beat them. They beat the crap out of South Carolina. And I'll take your last point. I just wanted to add that. And then I want to your last point. All the players, you imagine adding Jaheim Otis to this defensive line. Cam Franklin's from where, Zachary?
He is from Lake Comerant, Mississippi.
The right number one former. Shout out to Lake Comerant head coach Nick Nestor. That's my dude. They've got another absolute stud who almost has committed. Tell him about it, Zach.
That would be Jarkobe Hobson, four-star linebacker.
Yes, absolute stud. Yeah. Reminds us a lot of Santarian Perkins in certain ways. He's skinnier. I think he's more defensive back or linebacker than Santarian is. I think Santarian is growing into an edge breakout game against South Carolina. Sonny P is coming. Where is Sonny P from, Zachary?
That would be
Raleigh.
Yeah, Raleigh, Mississippi.
I'm not going to torture him. Mississippi. Cam Franklin, Mississippi. William Eccles, Mississippi. Jeffrey Rush, Mississippi. Cam Beavers, Mississippi. Jam Brown, Mississippi. Oh, I'm not done. I'm getting there. I mean, but if add them in. When I'm done talking, you know, add them all in. You're removing. What's the one knock? Because they've been out in front, has Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin in the new recruiting structure. They've been progressive. They've been front leading. But what is the knock? What about the Mississippi kids? And I don't believe that you got to build a team of Mississippi kids and go win. But Mississippi recruiting was suffering significantly. It was even with Derek Nix here, who's an ace and is at Auburn. There's a reason why Deuce Knight committed to Auburn, in my opinion, because you know he didn't want to go. He doesn't want to go to Ole Miss, but he loves the temptation of Ole Miss and what Ole Miss is pitching him. But Derek Nix had the relationship. That's how Auburn was able to get involved with it, because of those deep-rooted ties. But even with him here, Derek Nix here, it's not like Ole Miss was dominating like he used to. Now, Derek Nix is awesome, and I know there's way more to that for Deuce Knight. The point is, Mississippi recruiting did fall off, and then Pete Golding comes, and it's come back in a big way. But this can eliminate that entire pitch. It buries your biggest rival with that stupid pitch that, oh, the best in Mississippi play here. That's not true, obviously, through the results at State, but it removes it from anybody. Like, Georgia can't tell Branson Robinson, well, you can't win a title at Ole Miss. You know what I mean? So come over here, because Mississippi, you can't win at home. And you're showing here, you get him, you're adding to there's no criticism to be made anymore. You know, like, they're recruiting Mississippi. They're signing top 20 classes, which used to be the standard for Ole Miss football in high school. They're top six, if not top five, top three, certainly top 10 every year in NIL recruiting, transfer recruiting. So this, to me, could show later on down the line, if it does come to fruition, which we don't know, it could show that it doesn't look like it used to, but even Ole Miss recognizes. At Ole Miss, you do have to get the Mississippi kids too. You can't forget about them. And Ole Miss, yeah, they can go recruit anywhere now. But now it's showing with its consistency of winning and with the ability to show guys who go, well, yeah, but you're Ole Miss and it's cute. I'm going to Alabama. I'm Jaheim Otis. I'm going to Alabama because they really win. Now he's going, well, shoot. Ole Miss and Alabama are pretty much the same. I'm not playing as much, and they're going to need me to step in as a starting three tech for a championship contender. And even if, you know, some stupid opposing fan, which I don't think is going to happen, comes around and goes, you know, Lane's leaving. He's going to Florida. He's going to the NFL. You know it's going to happen. They do it even though it's not true. I don't think it's going to happen. Maybe the NFL. I don't think it's Florida. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not a future predictor here. But you can even go, well, that's fine, Jaheim, because your guy's going to be probably promoted. The most likely scenario or the most likely outcome if Elaine leaves is Pete gets promoted. Brian Brown and or Zach Arnett get promoted to co-DCs, one DC primary play caller together. And the train, no longer called the Lane train, but the train itself that is Ole Miss, keeps rolling down the track. So I think that that is something that would go unnoticed, that we should just at least go, hey, man, all that criticism about, hey, I want the best in Mississippi. Well, and also, can you develop them? Because I was hard on about Aiden Williams, have been, Zachary. And now Sonny P's breaking out because Pete Goldie said, I believe in what he is. I said, no, he's a linebacker. I'm an idiot. Pete Goldie said, no, he's an edge. He's undersized, but I'm going to make him an edge. And damn it, if he wasn't right. Cam Franklin, I went and saw him at Lake Cameron, holler out my guy Nick Nestor. And I was like, he stands up immediately every time. He plays a little stiff. Dude, that kid's going to be an absolute stud. You know what I mean? Like our guy, Pete Goldie, he's over there going, oh, dude, don't worry about it. He's going to be a dominant edge. Yeah, he doesn't have to step in and be dominant to start. You know what I mean? Ole Miss, that's the old days. Suntarine or Suntarin, because I know how to pronounce his name. Suntarin, Sonny P. Of course, he was an All-American last year. He was great, but you thought he was going to be a world beater. Now he's world beaten. You know what I mean? Timelines are different. Roster construction is different. Everything is different, including Mississippi recruiting. There's a different way to go about it and to still get the best and to own your, quote, former rival. I don't even call them a rival anymore. Your former rival and all of those real contenders as they used to be to these kids in other schools trying to poach your kids because you can keep the best in state. That was a long way of saying I think that's a pretty cool little thing.
Especially at the high leverage impact position defensive line. Historically, the state of Mississippi has produced a lot of really good defensive linemen. It's mostly defensive linemen and skill guys, whether that's wide receivers, running back. There's some defensive backs here and there that are really good playing in the NFL. But yeah, when you have these four-star, you know, fringe five-star guys, Cam Franklin, Jaheim Otis, Jan Brown, Cam Beavers, Andrew Maddox, you know, all of these in-state dudes that are four-star guys that you evaluate and you think can make a big impact for your program, you have to keep them. And Ole Miss has done a really good job of that. And I know that there was a lot of griping and moaning and groaning early in his tenure at Ole Miss that, you know, Lane Kiffin doesn't care about high school recruiting. He's lazy. He doesn't do it. No, like I've told people for the last 3 or 4 years, pay attention to who Lane Kiffin. I know it's silly to say this, to use it, but look, it's 2024 and this is how things work. Pay attention on social media. When Lane Kiffin is in a picture with a kid, it means something. When they're in multiple pictures, multiple visits, you know, when I talk to these prospects and I ask them, I do it just about every time. Did you talk to Lane Kiffin? More times than not, if you talk to Lane Kiffin, there's a reason. But yeah, Ole Miss has done a really good job of keeping these high leverage impact prospects home recently. And I think that's big, you know. Linebacker at Hobson, defensive line, all the guys that I just listed. And if you can bring somebody in like Jaheim Otis for 2025 and beyond, it's going to be huge to just keep this defense continuing to roll and being a big impact. Because look, going back to the Kentucky game, you know, a lot of people, I understand that, you know, it sucked. It was not fun. But being able to do what you did defensively and holding them to 20 points is pretty impressive. And it took a lot for Kentucky to win that game. It took a 4th-and-7 prayer, a lot of penalties, a fortuitous bounce on the goal line to score the go-ahead touchdown. And all of that to say, Kentucky still won by 3 points. So Ole Miss has this thing trending in the right direction. And, I mean, it is trending in the right direction at 100 miles an hour with how good this defense has been so far through 6 games. We're at the halfway point, and it's arguably one of the best defenses in the country.
Statistically, in a number of categories, it is the best defense in the country. And we talk all about it, the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. That's an affiliate of On3. And I wanted to make something or note something before we got out of here because I was hard on the offense. I've been hard on the offense for many valid reasons, but let's not allow the discourse to get off the rails, because Hottie Toddy Recruiting on Twitter, who I think is also a good follower, he made a good note, or he or she, I don't know who this person is, but they made a good point. Yes, Jackson Dart needs to be better at throwing the ball downfield. Yes, as deep passing. That's not the only thing. There are other issues. Henry Parrish, 3.9 yards. Matt Jones, inefficient as the number two. Where's Ulysses Bentley? But those are nitpicks because Ole Miss is stabilized. And as Hotty Toddy Recruiting pointed out, Ole Miss is a fluke fumble away from 34 points on the road in a dominant SEC win. And that's with all of us with our own eyes seeing. They played pretty poorly and still stabilized. They didn't have to get by the skin of their teeth. Ole Miss football is where it needs to be, and now we understand what the landscape is that they're competing in. My man, Zach Berry, was here to drop some Jaheim Otis knowledge, and he did some Ole Miss recruiting knowledge. But you don't have to just get it here on Talk of Champions. You can get it at the Ole Miss Spirit, onspirit.com, and Philly on 3. That's every single day. All you got to do is subscribe, and this week only, 50% off all subs. Come and hang out with me and Zach. Talk about Jaheim Otis with us. We'll answer any question you got. You just got to go, hey, Ben, or hey, Zach, and we get in there. I will have all new Ask Me Anything thread all day Ask Me Anything on Wednesday, but only exclusive to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of Ole 3. That's where I'll be all day answering Ole Miss fans' questions that dare to just have a little fun with us and come hang out with us at the Ole Miss Spirit as you've hung out with us today, here for me at least, inside the Riverland Roofing Studios. For all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297. Great people. Great Ole Miss Rebels, incredibly supportive of us at the Ole Miss Spirit, of me at Talk of Champions. I'm so thankful for them. I'm so thankful for Zach and the Ole Miss Spirit. I'll see you soon, buddy. For everybody out there, thank you for watching. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. God bless.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.